Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Via the wonders of technology, I take you now to the future, to 2011, to Australia with Caroline and Richard, who've called in. Bob Chapman's coming up. The calls will continue. Max Kaiser, as we go into the fourth hour today, will be joining us. It's past 9 o'clock in France. But over in Australia, I want to answer Caroline's question. She asked the question and then handed the phone over to Richard. But first, before I do that, her question was, how are they going to have a police state in Australia? And the answer is it's already going into place, and I'll illustrate that here in just a moment. Richard, finishing up, yes, people buying silver, showing that the big banks have been shorting the market and manipulating physical, that is really starting to become evident, and they are concerned about it. So give us your take on that.
Well, it's a massive trend, and as much as I totally concur with your point of view on so many matters, I think that what will happen out of this is that there's just going to be a total re-enlivenment of society from this when this thing collapses, and it's got to collapse. A bit like the Muslim religion doesn't have usury or doesn't have interest. It just goes to nothingness. It is nothingness. And it gets back to a reality-based, community-based system. I mean, permaculture, all these ideas. I'm a vermiculturalist, meaning a worm farmer. I'm about to roll out of a global worm farm business across the world with some Swedish and Swiss backing. They're all into the metals and stuff. We all know what's going on. The world knows what's going on.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Listen, I can get off the street in Honduras. I can get off in Canada, England, and literally now, it's not, walk down the street for 20 minutes, one listener comes over. Now it's a lot of people, and again, I'm just one indicator of that. People are really awake, and it's accelerating.
That's right. And it's just something that is just going to overwhelm these guys. I mean, I put it down, not to use two better words, we're going to say two big elephants. One's called ethical capitalism, the other's called debt-based servitude capitalism. Debt-based servitude capitalism is about to be crushed. It's getting old. It's about to die to the other elephant. It's the only other way we can go, other than war.
Well, you said it very well, beautifully said. I wish I was that eloquent. Good to hear from you. Very exciting, Richard, and God bless you. And Caroline, I hope you two are having a great time in the early morning hours. I'm sure you're drinking a few Guinness over there to help you through the very painful evening. But getting serious to answer her question, this is what they've done in Australia. They staged some shootings, 12 years ago, 13 years ago, and it came out they were staged. They did a few stunts, like they went and killed Crocodile Dundee. The real Crocodile Dundee, he looks just like the actor. They went to his house, he wouldn't turn his guns in, killed him. He killed a few of the cops in the process. They banned a lot of guns. I can play the newscast where they've taken half, it was right at half, of the forest, 40% of the farmland, off use with the carbon taxes. They just said, you've owned this sheep farm in your family for over 100 years in one case. Guy was doing a hunger strike. I never saw how that ended up on a tower. They just say, sorry, no more. They say to pass our carbon credits internationally, we're going to take half the forest, 40% of the grassland, off use. Now, they tried to implement it. People revolted. The government got thrown out, and so they said, okay, we're only coming back then with part of that. No, you got to get rid of all of it. See, they always say, oh, we'll compromise, just give us a little. We'll compromise, give us a little, but they never get pushed back. They're putting in the high-tech grids, you got political correctness, they're bringing in foreigners. Not that foreigners are bad themselves, but they're brought in to be your cops and your rulers. Look at Sydney, I've looked at that. You got a bunch of foreigners ruling over you, same thing here. They bring them in from dictatorships, and they love it. So, you got tyranny over there just like we do, and you got a lot of other stuff going on, but Aussies are great people, and you're waking up.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, for the next 52 minutes, the one, the only Bob Chapman of theinternationalforecaster.com is going to be riding shotgun. Then we got Max Kaiser popping in for 30 minutes in the next hour talking about the economy. Now, I've got a bunch of crazy important news. I've covered some of it, but I want to recap some of the top stories, cover some of the other issues, just throw them out at Bob and get his take on it. I mean, some real lawlessness by the government. And every day I'm pinching myself like I'm dreaming. I cannot believe that Congress did not pass the new greenhouse gas takeover. I'm glad they didn't pass it. I knew we could beat it. That's not what I mean by that. I can't believe that they didn't pass it. And then the EPA came into Texas and said, we're going to basically start shutting down your power plants. We're going to issue new permitting standards that are impossible to comply with. I mean, that is amazing. Totally lawless. Just like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said 30 minutes ago, and I did see this in the news last week, Gates, the head of the Defense Department, said, we don't care if polls show two-thirds, 60-plus percent are against the war. And those are even spun polls. It's worse than that. It's got to be in the high 70s, are against the Afghan war. I mean, every former Special Forces commander, like Anthony Schaefer I have on, is against it. Because there is no objective. There's no public objective, because the real objective is a black hole for trillions in opium, trillions in weapon sales over the last decade. It's coming up on that. Here in about 8-9 months, it'll be a decade, and about controlling the natural gas in that area, more than there even is in the United States. What was the last estimate at the time of 9/11? $4 trillion in natural gas, not counting oil. And now in an inflation, I guess that's more like $6-7 trillion. So this is a lawless, out-of-control government. We're going to talk about that. But I want to do this a little different. We always wait to take calls the last 10, 15 minutes with Bob. Then we got to hurry through them. I know Bob loves taking calls, so my New Year's present for him is we'll go to calls right away. But briefly, Bob, what do you think some of the most important issues of 2010 were, and what do you see coming up in 2011?
Well, I think 2010 more or less speaks for itself. It was a dreadful year, but it's going to be worse this coming year. And I think the scandals that were exposed are high on the list. We just had Mr. Ratner pay a $10 million fine for getting payoffs. We have the FBI chasing down scores of people and putting them under prosecution. The criminality is rife all through the corporate world, unfortunately, and I don't have to tell you about the politicians and the people on Wall Street who are deeply implicated in the takedowns that are going on now and insider trading. But it's going to grow much bigger than that because they're going after J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC, about 30 class action lawsuits, one of them RICO, and now they got a class action against the silver ETF, SLV. It should be hell to pop in this coming year because a lot of these cases are going to drag over for 1 or 2 years. So corruption, number one. Number two, the manipulation of markets. You know, we're looking at a Dow that's trading at 11,600 that shouldn't be. Everybody in the country is catching on who's an investor that the markets are rigged. And it's got to stop. We have to have free enterprise. We have to have free and open markets. That's not what we got. We got corporatist fascism. And that's what the Federal Reserve and its owners and its figurehead, Ben Bernanke, are all about. Just because he came from an ivory tower doesn't mean he doesn't know how to operate like the mob.
And well, we saw exactly a lot of other things happen. We saw the WikiLeaks this year. We saw Madoff come and go. I mean, we have just seen so much happen. But do you agree with me that this has been the greatest acceleration of awakening in 2010 we've ever seen to the Federal Reserve, to the New World Order, to the TSA? I mean, that's when people really have stopped laughing at folks that talk about corruption, and they either say, yeah, let's fight it, or there's nothing you can do about it. But at least no matter what their attitude is, they admit there's a serious problem. That is very positive.
The recognition process, and that's what you and others who have programs like yours are pointing out. And that's what the Internet is bringing to us, the WikiLeaks and the extension of that and how they went about it, the quality of what they came out with. But it's an ongoing process, and we are making great strides. The coming year, gold and silver are going to go through the roof. The market will eventually go down. Interest rates unofficially will go a little higher. They'll try to hold them down as long as they can. And there's going to be some real surprises in the second half of the program. I'm going to talk about something that corporate America is trying to get away with. And it's the theft of almost $700 billion. And so that puts it in the mega class.
It certainly does. And with that, let's now go to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Michigan. You're on the air, James.
Hey, how you doing, Alex and Bob? Good. Chapman?
Good.
Yeah, I just want to bring up about 10 and 11. 2010 was the year that we exposed, woke up people, exposed the corruption, exposed that the government stepping over the Constitution. And what needs to be done for 2011 is we need to get like a donation fund, like the Alex Jones Donation for Liberty fund, and what that would do is put money in to use as far as, like, not bonuses, but, like, funding for, like, people that will bring out the corruption of our government. As far as, like, I can't think of the word, just, like, bonuses for people that do bring out, like, for instance, your father, where he got bribed by a dentist to join them, and that's what type of fund we should have to bring out the corruption as far as giving them, you know, bonuses for bringing stuff out like that.
That's just a schizophrenic statement. I appreciate your call. My dad got bribed by a dentist. They, like, show some photo all over the Internet of a guy named David Jones with bald head with gray hair about a foot taller than my dad, and then say that's my dad. I mean, it's just totally insane. But, I mean, I appreciate – I mean, it's whatever, man. Let's take another phone call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Michigan. Don, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. How you doing, Alex? I hope you have a good new year.
Good. Go ahead.
I just wanted to I guess my biggest thoughts right now, and I try to jot them down before I before you let me on there. City Council, I've listened to you for about a year and a half, and I'm a hypocrite because I haven't done it yet, but today I printed out my city council meeting, and I want everybody to do that. Find out what time it is. It's only an hour of your day. Go listen to everybody. But as far as the gas prices, $4 to $5 a gallon, that was predicted, I think, on your show on October 22nd. I made somebody write it down at work, and we can see that coming. So your show is just, the information is just incredible. I mean, the information is just, it's spot on. And I saw, one thing I wanted to point out, as I saw on mainstream news today, excuse me, autism, 600% increase in 20 years, one in 110 kids. Now, if that doesn't tell people that evil things are being done, then you're just blind. You know, miscarriages with the flu shots.
Well, they always knew that flu shots increased miscarriages and you don't give them to pregnant women. Last year they said this is just for women. Those are great points, and I think Jaron just corrected me. I get defensive about family because I know how good they are, and people have attacked my family and lied about them. I think the caller misunderstood a story I told last week, and Jaron remembered that, and I think Jaron was right, so I apologize to the last caller from Michigan before Don, James. There's a whole conspiracy theory out there that my dad hangs out with George W. Bush because there was a David Jones with a different middle name at a event in Houston years ago where they put a statue up, and they just say, that's his dad, that's him, he works with the Bushes. Of course, if people really wanted to talk about that, my dad has been in barbecue a couple times with George W. Bush because my sister went to the same school, private school here in Austin, as his daughters did. But, I mean, I guess I'm guilty. I've told that story before. But the caller was talking about Homeland Security, not another dentist. Not another dentist. I told the story last week. And that'll get twisted around against me. It just doesn't matter. It's just, it's mental illness. I'm not by the caller, but by others. My father was approached by Homeland Security, someone in Homeland Security, not another dentist. He was approached by Homeland Security to spy on people. And it wasn't because he was my dad. Okay, they said, we want to hire you. We're trying to hire basically all professionals. And that's been in the news, that it's InfraGuard and these citizen spy groups that they're doing this. And then my dad went back in the lounge and told another dentist about it, who, by the way, is a fan of my show, who's a good guy, Dr. King. And Dr. King said, yeah, I got approached 2 weeks ago by Homeland Security in my neighborhood, came and knocked on my door and tried to recruit me. So that's the story, not whatever they make up or mix together. Okay, we're going to come back with Bob Chapman and more of your phone calls straight ahead. And in fact, I'll get Bob's brief take on that. How many people must they be trying to recruit If in a dental office of four dentists, two of the dentists have been hit up in the last month separately by different arms of Homeland Security.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Phones. Bob Chapman's got some big news to lay on you. I've got a lot of news I want to throw out at Bob and get his take on. But before we go back to calls, I mean, Homeland Security admits that they're rolling out TSA on the streets of America, telescreens, now at 9,000 locations, tattletale squads. But it really hits home when they're not just trying to recruit the preachers, they're trying to recruit your dad. And then your dad goes and talks to a colleague, and they're like, yeah, they tried to recruit me. I mean, that is really creepy. That sounds like worse than the Stasi, Bob.
Well, I was, you know, when you first said it, when we went off to the break, you know, what right from my head right away was the NKVD, but, and then the Stasi. You know, I knew exactly what those people used to do, and because we used to spy on them. And, of course, after the war, you got the Gestapo recruitment and Operation Paperclip, and that was followed by the wall coming down. A deal was made to let everybody off the hook who was involved in that sort of thing in Eastern Germany previously. Marcus Wolf was responsible for the death of thousands and thousands of people, and nothing was ever done to him. And then they brought to the United States experts from what used to be East Germany, and the U.S. recruited them to tell them how to do exactly what Homeland Security is doing today.
And we reported that 8 years ago. It was even in the mainstream news, and people couldn't believe it. I mean, they're really doing it, and already with dentists and doctors and nurses, it's like, oh, ask kids if their parents are abusing them, preemptively, guilty until proven innocent. And it's the same thing now worldwide. And once they've got them trained to spy on that, now it's, by the way, what's their political views? Well, I mean, who's going to watch the government, Bob? Who's going to keep control of the tyrants? Where's the Homeland Security to counterbalance Homeland Security?
Well, if George Orwell were around, he would have his head in his hand saying, I never thought it would really get this bad, and it's worse now.
Well, the good news is, though, they're not able to just to arrest everybody at once. They're trying to set it up, but they're not really rolling out, moving against everybody yet. Sure, they tried to plant hand grenades on you. They've tried stuff like that with yours truly over and over again. You know, for the average person out there, they're not going to really do anything to you, folks. We're invincible. We've got the numbers. That's why they're trying to get all these spies, because they want those numbers. But they're not going to get it.
They're trying to build a giant database. I mean, look what they're doing, and this is a trial run with people who are citizens of Mexico. If you want to go to the United States now, you have to have a visa, but you have to be biometrically eyeballed, and you have to have your fingerprints in.
But then
in
if you're illegal, they just leave you alone, though. It's the folks that want to do it right that they harass.
That's right, and they're building a database. And, of course, the present, well, we'll call it a regime that's in power in Mexico, is going right along with the program because they're in office because the election was rigged and the neocons came in and rigged it for them. And they're not going to get away with it again.
And that's even come out in the Dallas Morning News, of all places, that the same folks that run Bush's operation, George W., were running it down in Mexico. And in Mexico, they make the attorney general's employees take microchips. That's 6 years old. They 2 years ago made it where all cell phones are tracked in live time and you can't have a track phone. They don't have gun ownership. What do you make of this? And we're going to go to break, come back with calls, where the feds are now ordering border states with no law, Bob, to report more than one semi-automatic handgun or rifle being sold. I mean, that's extrajudicial. They're just doing that without law. And it's the same thing with the EPA. The Congress wouldn't pass their greenhouse gas takeover, so they're just doing it. And they've now seized control of the Texas permitting process with no authority and literally will shut down many of the power plants in Texas. And they have no force of law behind them. They're just doing it.
They just do what they want to do. And I'm afraid we've said that on this program innumerable times. And they're going to continue to just stay outside the law and do it until people bring legal action against them, counties, cities, say, no, we're not going to do that. And once you have one case, it's over because they'll have to stop. But it's the process that you have to go through. It's just like the regulatory agencies, the CFTC and the SEC. You file a complaint, they're arrogant, nasty, and never follow up on it. All they do is protect the ensconced bankers that are on Wall Street, etc.
Well, you said it. We know there was a Bilderberg Group deal 2 years ago struck in Turkey dealing with Texas power plants. I'll tell folks about that when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to take some more of your calls and get into the big news. Bob's going to break here today. And we're going to talk to Max Kaiser coming up the next hour. Continue with your phone calls here on our last broadcast of 2010. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with the first broadcast of 2011. But I wanted to tell you about a wonderful sponsors that make this broadcast possible. One of them is End of America, the number 3.com. Stansberry & Associates Investment Research is an independent investment research fund. Founded in 1999 with subscribers in more than 100 different countries. Again, Stansberry & Associates Investment Research is an independent investment research firm founded in 1999 with subscribers in more than 100 different countries. They recently created an eye-opening video that you can see at endofamericathenumber3.com for free, detailing their biggest and most important prediction yet. And it goes on, the website is endofamericathenumber3.com. Excellent information. And if you missed that, there's banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And finally, Interfood, wonderful superfood. We live in a toxic environment daily. We are bombarded with the chemtrails, the fluorides, the pesticides. Battling a sneeze there for the last minute, folks. And other equally toxic chemicals. it's very important that people understand that most of the vitamins you eat just get passed through you. But with superfood, non-pasteurized 20 superfoods in their inner food product, just one of their great products, you absorb almost all of it instead of just passing it through you. The website is enerfood.com, innerfood.com. They have some specials and some Alex Jones combos for listeners so you can get discounts. So be sure and look for those on the site or also when you call 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. And don't forget good old Bob Chapman with the InternationalForecaster.com. If you want to get a free complimentary copy, a hard copy or an email copy, you can call Midas Resources and they'll send you a free complimentary copy, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, or theinternationalforecaster.com. Just briefly, some of the main players at the 2007, so I guess it's 3 years ago now, Bilderberg Group meeting that was held over in Istanbul, over in Turkey, were big players trying to take over the power plants in Texas. And Rick Perry's been involved in that, so he was taken to the meeting, and he was a guest at the meeting, and now you know he's gearing up to run for president. The more he denies it, the more you know that's going to happen. And there's big money in shutting down smaller regional power plant systems and only letting the biggies operate. And that's what this EPA takeover is about. And Texas produces more power than any other state. It's the second most populous state, but it supplies power to surrounding states. And they're really trying to shut it down. And it's very clean. The government has aircraft that fly around in Cessnas every day above the power plants. If they pick up any pollutants, they go absolutely ape. It's what supplies our power. Now, China has none of these controls on them. They're building several new power plants a week. We only build a few a year that get permitted. This is a military-style takeover of globalism to shut off our industry. Bob, I have to say, though, Perry since then has stood up against the takeover of the power plants, and so has the Attorney General. And now the feds have come in, as I talked about earlier, and said, we're going to have federal permitting now. We're revoking the state's right to issue permits when that's outside their jurisdiction. But the EPA is trying to enforce something that they couldn't get Congress to pass. I mean, this is an impeachable offense on its face, is it not?
It certainly is. And this is the policy model of corporatist fascism, the agglomeration of everything and every sphere into a monopoly. All the power projects that are operating in the country and any that are going to be built, they want to control them all. All of the production of automobiles in the United States, they want to control them all. The building of homes, they've been in negotiations for over 2 years with some major builders to consolidate the industry into a half dozen producers of homes. And what better time when the whole housing business is in trouble and will continue to be. And they're going to do the same thing in banking and in Wall Street and in many, many spheres. And this is an evolutionary process which is assisted by Keynesianism, which to me is nothing more than an economic and monetary plan for the imposition of a fascist government. This is what this all leads to.
Well, you're absolutely right. Let's continue with calls and get into your big news and some other items that are very important I want to cover. Matt in Florida, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Thanks for holding.
I'd like to wish you a happy New Year's Eve. I have a few quick points I wanted to run through real quick. For 2010, I wanted to thank the Obama administration for really throwing the socialism in our face to help us wake up more people once they realized, you know, what he truly was. I want to let you know, I want to thank you for breaking that story about the Tampa Police Department yesterday. We Are Change Tampa is planning a peaceable assembly at the Tampa police headquarters on this upcoming Tuesday at 3 o'clock. So anybody who would like to join us out there in the Tampa area, you're welcome to. I wanted to tell you I'm looking forward to 9/11, the 10th anniversary of 9/11. I'm sure there's going to be some big things going on that day as far as trying to get 9/11 truth. And I wanted to let you know that if you want to come out and film for Police State 5, you can bet that the Republican National Convention in Tampa is going to be a lockdown police state. I've already talked to a couple local police officers, and they say they're already training for it. So,
very interesting. Good job of what you guys are doing down there. And you know, that's the most exciting thing about the awakening I'm seeing. There are so many websites and radio talk show hosts now that really get it and really have piercing analysis now that weren't even around a year or two ago. There are so many organizations out there confronting corruption and making news. I mean, this has got the system really scared, and the town halls being shut down, the politicians being routed, that's happening across the political spectrum. Congress with the lowest approval rating in history. There's no way they're going to get away with this police state without the consent of the governed, Bob.
Oh, I think you're right, and you've described the method, which is what we've been doing. And we just keep on doing it until we can't do it anymore or we're successful.
Let's take another call. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Alex Jones, Happy New Year to you. Bob Chapman, Happy New Year to you as well. A bunch of points leading to 2011. First off, my roommate and I and his brother, we recently purchased and are taking the shackles off of our fiat slavery system. We purchased silver from Midas Resources, so we're excited about that. And getting ourselves prepared for the inevitable. Some things looking forward to 2011. Number one is weather modification. You're currently seeing it all throughout the world now. I saw this. I'm surprised you guys really didn't talk about this much. This is from CNS News from December 17th of 2010. Napolitano and Homeland Security to begin battling climate change as a Homeland Security issue.
She's I did cover that. And see, Homeland Security is going to be over everything. And they are announcing no judge, no jury. They are going to be the new green police. And battling climate change means having every post office vehicle with, quote, pollution detectors and wireless systems, stealing your wireless data, surveilling you, driving around snooping, claiming they got, some whiff of something toxic from your house. Now they have supposed probable cause for the federal green police, and this is going to be their entree into your home, into your business, into your society. It is really happening, and I'm glad you raised that point. Another issue is we have the Pentagon's admissions. We have Secretary of Defense William Cohen's admission in Army Times in the April issue of 1997 from a press conference admitting they have weather weapons. We have literally hundreds of patents of how they mix it with the jet fuel so the airlines don't even know to create these aerosol programs. And we are seeing a lot of crazy weather, but it's not the global warming. It's always associated with these geoengineering programs. They've got massive floods in Australia, record cold now in the last 1,000 years in Europe. And clearly there's weather manipulation going on. Bob Chapman, your take.
Well, it sure is. It's cold just about everywhere, even with the summertime. And, of course, that's accompanied by cold rain as well and flooding. And, I lived in Europe for years, and I guess probably unless you're in the mountains, you don't see any snow in Europe, usually in Central Europe. And they're getting plenty of it.
Absolutely. Anything else, Julio?
Yeah, I got another couple of quick points here. I'll quickly go through them. Sports. The NFL and the NBA, they're going to go on strike, and here's why. Everyone knows the fluoride heads love sports. I wanted to be a sports broadcaster until I was awakened by you and John Perkins and Bob Chapman. Now I want to be an investigative reporter. I was watching just Bloomberg recently. Goldman Sachs has their heads with the NFL trying to get them to silence their books about how much money they're receiving. The NBA, David Stern, he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. So with these two big entities going away, what are these fluoride heads going to do without their precious sports? So look at it in England too. Barcelona and Real Madrid and all those English Premier clubs, they're unable to pay their athletes. So again, in Europe and
well, exactly. And I appreciate your call, Julio. It's not so much that the public's dumb. You know, the average schmo is an expert on football or baseball and all the numbers and statistics and what happened this year or that year. But then they won't learn about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They won't learn about corporate fascism. They won't learn about how they use socialism to fund the corporate fascists in the first phase. They want to just stay in their little box. But as things get worse and worse, more and more people are getting it. I mean, it's obscene how much people invest in sports and get upset by it and are protesting that they're going to shut down two NFL games, you know, because of the snow, when for 9 hours a woman was having a baby in a major store and in a major building, and the police wouldn't come help her with New York shut down. People are dying, but so what about that? Give us our stupid football, Bob Chapman.
Well, that is what Americans have allowed themselves, and Europeans and others as well, to go to. I mean, it's a low level. They don't want to know about anything. They want to come, live, and leave. And that's not what life is all about. There's a lot more to it than existing and making a living and watching sports. I like sports. I coached for 35 years. Obviously, I love sports. And, in fact, I miss coaching as well. But I'm a little old.
But that's the good part, where the youngsters are actually getting the exercise, learning to compete. That's very healthy. It's the worship and the betting and you know, people only caring about the gladiatorial spectacle. I mean, sports is wonderful and wholesome and good. That's why all over the Western world, they're trying to ban and restrict competitive sports, dodgeball, tag, you name it, because, oh, somebody can't be a winner, somebody can't be a loser. It doesn't hurt kids to be a loser or a winner. It teaches them to compete. People need to learn that they lose sometimes. Nowadays, all these babies in America, when they lose once or twice, they never play again, because when they were little, they were taught that they never lost. You got to learn how to lose to learn how to win.
That's right. You're absolutely correct. And it allows younger people to learn how to get along with other people. I know when my son was 12, I said, look, you got to pick two sports. You're doing four or five of them, and it's just too much. And so he picked soccer and tennis and won an individual sport. And the other a team sport. And I said, you're going to be happy doing that. And he was.
Absolutely. And then pick up golf when you get older. It's not bad. It's good until it's kind of like red wine. One glass a day, every major study shows, really good for you. A bottle a day, you're going to get liver failure, folks. You're going to have problems. I mean, it's you know, a cheeseburger once a week, it's good for you. I mean, you know, you need some fat. Start eating cheeseburgers twice a day like I do sometimes at work, you're going to have a heart attack when you're 45. Bob, I want to go back to calls later. I want to hold you 5 minutes in the next hour ahead of Max Kaiser. But right now, let's get into the big news you've got to break for folks here on the air that's going to be in tomorrow's forecaster.
Well, for those who haven't heard, and it came out this week, that there was a secret meeting in the White House on the 15th of December. And I got to go back 6 years. In 6 years ago, the U.S. Congress passed legislation which allowed corporations that work internationally to hold profit outside the United States and not pay taxes on it. These companies wanted to bring money back. So they said they would create jobs, and if they were allowed to do that. Congress allowed them to do that, and they brought back $362 billion. And the deal was they create jobs, but they didn't create any jobs, and they only paid 5.25% tax instead of 35%.
And that's not fair, but expanding on that, Bob, expanding on that, what is the number? I see different numbers. How many tens of trillions are in the offshore accounts?
1.9 trillion. And it's the same figure for American corporations in the United States. They have cash on hand of 1.9 trillion in addition to that. Now, these are the biggest, strongest, internationalist corporations in the country. Now, they want the same deal again that just cost 6 years ago the American taxpayer $108 billion. Only this time, they get $1.9 trillion. It'll cost the American taxpayer $650 billion. The temerity of these people is unbelievable.
So to quantify
that, they're trying to figure out how to do it this time because they don't think that Congress may pass it. And they're looking for the president to give it an executive order going around Congress and running it to bring it to fruition. And if we can point out to the public that they're trying to get away with this, we can stop it. And maybe we can pass legislation to stop them from keeping money offshore. Now, the reason they do it, they say, and ask for it in the first place, this proviso, is that other countries have much lower corporate rates.
Yeah, stay there. We have the highest in the world. Stay there, Bob. Let's come back and really boil this down for folks. This is so important, so central, so key.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Rich. They've got Will Ferrell's new movie out, and at the end of the movie, there's a message, because the whole movie's about corrupt bankers, that, oh, the way we do this is basically wage freezing. We raise taxes on the richest 2%. What they don't tell you is the, quote, richest 2% are making $250,000 a year. That's in devalued dollars. So the bankers know the public's mad. So there's all these messages now about CEO pay and all this. You never hear about shareholders. You never hear about the owners. You'll hear about the managers, the Rockefellers and the Queen of England. Excuse me. Remind me, ladies and gentlemen, never to eat popcorn. During the break, they got some popcorn out there. I threw a big handful in. And then when I got on air, you know, you inhale a little piece of it into your lungs. If you think my voice is normally raspy, oh, boy, this is some good talk radio, let me tell you. Woo, boy. Anyways, going back to my point with Bob Chapman here, that they are sicking the public, as they've always done, the ultra-rich, always sick the blue-collar working class who are financially ignorant, on average, against the middle class, the enemy of corrupt elites throughout history. They don't like independent people that can take care of themselves and who fund the real economy that's left, the service economy, and that of the, you know, hundreds of thousands and it's millions of small businesses. And so there's no discussion about all this offshore money, and there's a few news articles about it. Instead, it's all about, oh, they're going to have tax cuts for the rich, when all it was keeping the tax structure that was already in place that is very high. And then you bring up the corporate taxes. We can pull up the news article. Google pays 2.4% internationally with their money. Bob Chapman, continue.
And so what they did with the money the last time around, you know, the $362 billion that they were supposed to create jobs with, which they didn't. They took the money and they went in and bought their stock on the stock market, which makes the stock market go higher, makes their shares go up. And that's very good for the management of the company because they get stock options. So they make billions of dollars and they keep the market up at the same time. This is what they're going to try to pull again. This is what they're up to. Now, you know, you say to yourself, how did this happen in the first place? It happened because they said that other countries had lower taxes on corporations. And that's true. But the way to solve that problem is the way we had solved it before, by having tariffs. Well, they did away with all the tariffs. We could make all this money and take it offshore, sit with a tax-free, or get it back into the country at 5.25% instead of 35%. You know, just another gift from the American taxpayer, this time of $650 billion. But part of this whole syndrome is free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing. We lost 42,400 businesses and 8.5 million jobs in 10 years. That's what it was really all about.
And the because next once they destroy that, the once they destroy the economy, they control the full spectrum.
And then they can make Americans, they think, accept world government.
Because they'll promise to turn the economy back on if we submit, but studying Europe and third world nations that have been through it, that's a con job as well. Bob, stay there. Final segment with you straight ahead, then Max Kaiser.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.